Blog Talk Radio.
Now, since the release of her first single, Peace Be Still, this next performer has been a preeminent vocalist in the gospel music industry. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Please, ladies and gentlemen, give God praise for the incomparable Vanessa Bell Armstrong.
Your patience, don't you be late. I'm here to tell you about the good news. There's something about the path that we choose, y'all. Wisdom has built this house now. Integrity will bring your pride out. If you know how to pray the situation now, prayer is the answer and there's no doubt. Some problems and some situation, maybe some baggage, but I'm here to tell you the good news, huh? If you know how to pray, God gonna turn that thing around now, huh? If you learn how to pray, listen, I don't care what you're going through, I don't care what the devil said, all you gotta do is get down on your knees and say, pray! If you know how to pray, still our Father which art in heaven, pray in the morning, pray in the noonday, pray in the midnight.
Praise the Lord, everybody. You was listening to Prayer Still Works by Vanessa Bell Armstrong. We're just so excited because what time is it? Provoke Friday. And our pastor, Pastor Edward Hamilton, is Provoke Friday teacher. And we just thank the Lord for him and his family. God bless you, Pastor Hamilton. We can turn it over to you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, come on, everybody. Let's just give the Lord praise today. Let's rejoice him. I know it's Friday. I know it's the day that we've all been pushing for. I know the day is the day that we've been working to get close to. But let's just get out of our circumstance. Let's not think about how it's going to be this weekend. And come on, family, let's put behind us this yesterday and 5 seconds ago. Let's get out of the normal. Let's get into a miraculous move of God today. Today is Friday. Today is the beginning for most of us in our ministries. Today is the day that we get recharged. Today the day is we get provoked. Today is the day that the Lord has made. And I declare that today I will rejoice Ooh, Jesus, and be glad in him.
Oh, yeah.
Not
oh, yeah.
our will be done, but God's will be done. Aren't you excited? I mean, don't you have something to bask in right
yeah.
now? The
yeah.
presence of God that's available for us right now.
Right now.
So I just want to say that as we come together, as we get ready to pray this thing, as we get ready to position ourselves, as we get ready for preparation for being in line with God's total will, not the partial will, not the maybe will, but the total will of God for our lives. Today is the day. Right now, when 0 to 5 seconds, we can activate this anointing, this power, this promise that comes from the Lord. Amen. Evangelist Bernard, did you have a word?
No, Pastor, I'm fine.
Amen, amen. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just want you to know that we're still encouraged by your move. We're still in prayer for you. We're
Thank
still
you.
Sending out. We're still sending out that anointing your way, that God will provide
ah,
your needs.
Yes,
that God
yes.
will provide your internet. I'm believing internet
yes.
is coming today. I'm believing
yes.
that free phone, that anything that you need to do the work. And see, you took a leap of faith
wow.
driving alone
yes.
from Stockton, California to
wow.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yes.
Now, I know New Orleans, Louisiana. I know it's harder than most people think. Those of us from California, we think we know Compton, and we think, I'm telling you, New Orleans is grimy. So let's keep it 100. I am encouraging
yes,
you
yes.
to do not let the outside circumstances interfere with your push and your call and your
yes.
order of the Lord.
Yes.
Encouraged to,
yes.
You are encouraged today, my sister, that you are moving on the unction of the Holy Spirit, and I encourage you.
Hey.
I'm here for you. I'm here with you. Family,
Thank
all
you.
Those that are on the line, we need
yeah.
you. We need your
mm.
agreement. We need your mm. your prayers. We need the unity of family, that we put it
Hallelujah.
All on the table together, that we can say,
yes.
here, let's strengthen you today.
Yes, Lord.
Let's decrease
Thank
that something greater
yes.
can increase, and that's the power of God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, glory to God. But in the name of Jesus today, Lord, we just pray, Lord. We just we submit, Lord.
Yes.
Not in a ritual, Heavenly Father God, but we just ask you right now, Lord, that you allow us to decrease to a position of dirt. Allow us to be reformed as you did in Genesis, as you formed us from mud, from dirt, from clay, and you made us in your own image. Remake us today, Heavenly Father God, into your image. And Lord, breathe into us right now, immediately, a fresh life from you. Take away anything that's not of you. Remove anything of ourselves. Destroy the things of our past and the things that continue to bind us in our past. We ask for a new now, right now, Heavenly Father God, not just for one, but for all that are in agreement, all that are on the line, all that are preparing to get on the line, all that are questioning to get on the line. Bring us into oneness right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we plead nothing but the name of Jesus. We ask for nothing but the will of Jesus. We ask for nothing but the order of Jesus. We ask for nothing but the word of Jesus. Speak to us today, Lord. Continue to mold us and form us that
oh,
we become
yes,
pleasing
God.
In your sight, Heavenly Father God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
That we can walk in holiness. That we can walk in worthiness. That we can walk in faithfulness. That we can worship you in spirit and in truth. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Not our will be done, Lord, but your will be done. Not our will be done, Lord, but your will be done. Lord, we pray in agreement right now, Lord, that anything that is not in compliance with your will, take it away. We agree right now, Lord, that if it's anything that has an attempt, any weapon that has been formed, we bind it right now that it has no power. It has no room. It has no advantage. We take position right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, to guard, to stand, and to be willing to serve you today, not man, not preachers, not pastors, not positions, not money, not other idols, not other gods, but we claim, ooh, Lord, to be one of your servants. Use us miraculously, Lord. Transform your word through our understanding right now. Give us the wisdom, the knowledge of your word, Heavenly Father God, that we do not leave this place the same. That we demand personally. We demand personally that we will live. We will be different than we just were 5 seconds ago. We demand of ourselves accountability. We demand of ourselves attention. We demand of ourselves another level. And Lord, as we step up into other places, as we start to see the miraculous word come into understanding and confirmation, that we can now comprehend your word, not by the letter, but by the spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I thank you today, Lord. I thank you personally for everything that you're doing for you through me.
Oh, bless
you,
man.
I thank you today, Lord, for making me available. Making myself available. Thank you. I thank you for giving me the spirit of availability. I thank you today,
sir,
for the spirit of humility.
Yes.
I thank you today, Lord, for the spirit of servanthood. And I pray, Lord, not my will be done, but your will be done. I claim it. I declare it. And, Lord, I give it to you right now, Lord, that you'll speak to me in a mighty way.
Thank you.
Not like before, not about 5 seconds ago, but a right now word.
Right now.
It's yours. Here, I release my all to you, Heavenly Father God. Use my tongue. Use my ears. Use my eyes. Use my wholeness right now, Heavenly Father God. I submit myself on your altar to be used as a living sacrifice, Heavenly Father God, that your will be done. And in Jesus' name I pray. And in Jesus' name I pray. And in Jesus' name I pray. In no other name, Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Oh, come on. Just wave your hand in worship right now. Oh, come on. We can find some worship in silence right now. Come on now. Get out of yourself. We prayed the prayer. We spoke it. We're going into the word, but let's get into some worship. Let's allow God to bless us today. Let's allow God to speak to us today as we worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, come on. Get into that secret place. Get into that position to not rely on anything else but God. Let's get into an atmosphere of worship, an atmosphere of praise, that we know that what we expect will come. Let's worship him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, lift your hands today. If you know he's holy, come on, lift your hands. If you know he's faithful, worship him today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Holy Lord, you are holy. Holy Lord, you are holy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence at your own. Faithful Lord, you are faithful. How many know he's faithful today? Hallelujah. Faithful Lord, you are faithful. Your own worthy Lord, you are worthy.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You're all, you're all, you're all. This is my testimony. I can search the heavens high. I can search the earth below, but there's no
worship the name of Jesus today. Come on, just praise him because he's holy. Worship him because he's faithful. Worship him because he's honorable. Worship him because we can be just like him. Worship him today because it's already done. Worship him today because the hard work is out the way. Worship him today that all we have to do is concern ourselves with pleasing God. Worship him through your circumstance. Worship him through doubt. Worship him through pain. Worship him through circumstances, obstacles, past experiences, other folks, those voices that tell us, no, wait, why? And let's worship him that we can rely on him through his spirit, that we can rely on him through the truth. Hallelujah. That we can rely on him because the truth shall set us free today. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, family, but I need a daily change. I need a daily recharge. I need a daily connection that continually recharges me to be able to go through my circumstances. This race is not easy. I'll testify. I will testify that every second, every minute, every hour, every day is filled with trials and tribulations. But I give glory and honor to God through prayer, through worship, that his will is greater than any other will. His way is unstoppable by any other way. His word will perform itself. His word will not return to him void. His word, hallelujah, Jesus. It's time to worship. It's time to worship. It's time to worship. Not the things of this world, but worship God. So, Lord, thank you today, Lord. We thank you. We worship you, Heavenly Father God. And as we continue to go into your word now and to be provoked to our personal purpose of knowing you one-on-one. We say, Lord, have your way. Your will be done, not our will. Your will be done, not our will. Your will be done on earth as it already is in heaven. We rely on you totally, and we declare that we will be changed, rearranged, and transformed by your truth, which is your word. We thank you, we praise you, and we say, have your way. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And all those in agreement, come on, be in agreement with me today. Amen. Yes, and amen. Hallelujah. Well, family, welcome to another opportunity to come together on oneness, in unity, for Provoke Fridays, for another chance to go higher, for another opportunity to bond, to get closer. Because remember, the more we spend time together, the more we become like one another, the more we become like him, the more we become less of us and more of him. So I thank God for you today. I pray a quick, complete blessing that is total, that is everything that you need exceedingly and abundantly above all you could think or ask right now in the name of Jesus. That it comes as God has said it shall in his time. We thank God for you. So just get ready. Let's get ready. Let's get ready to do what? Go higher. Let's get ready to step it up, to go to a different place and allow God to be God all by himself. Do this with me. Stick that right hand out and just go that quick switch. We're getting out the way, and we're going to allow God to be God and to do what he said he will do. Change us, rearrange us, transform us by the renewing of our minds. And we thank God for you today. Well, last week, remember, family, we were talking about relationship. Remember, we began this series on the power where? The power in you, Ephesians 3 and 20. Then we went on to understanding that this power in you, which is freed up of God by us submitting to his will, by us confessing with our mouth and believing in our heart, and our heart being our spiritual mind, our mind is the place that we think. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. And we want to be like Christ, so we have to think like Christ through relationship. And through this relationship, remember the next move was to now enhance our worship. Understanding that to worship God in spirit and in truth, it was us being able to show him extravagant respect. Realizing that the God that we serve is intolerable of any rivalry. That if it's going to take away from him, he is not for it. If it's going to interfere with what he's doing, he's not for it. That if it's not totally in line, watch the word, totally. If it's not totally in line with his word, we must stop and rely on him to show us, guide us, and direct us. What? By his path. Because we lean not on our own understanding. We acknowledge him in what? All our ways. And he shall, the promise is that he shall direct our path. We want to get in line. Our path is being directed by him and no one else. So through this worship, worship him in spirit, knowing him personally, one-on-one, me and you, as I know you, you know me, we get to know God one-on-one. No longer do we have to go through someone else to know who God is. We realize that this sacrifice of Christ on the cross made it available for each and every one of us that all might have life and have life more abundantly, that all would have the right to the tree of life. And we believe at Provoke that all will be saved. Yes, we may lose one because we were not called for that certain person or that certain group or that certain geographic. But we rely on the word of God that all have the right to the tree of life. So we're going to step it up and we're going to join together and say all will be saved. No one will be left behind. You know, the Bible in Revelation said that some that even had received the mark were given another opportunity to repent. That shows me that it's still available to all, even those that fail, even those that make the mark of what you thought or what someone else thought. But that if we got in relationship with God one-on-one, it becomes personal. No longer do I have to rely on someone to show me God, but I can now confirm with someone who God is because I know God all by myself. Ooh, I'm excited all over again that I have a personal relationship with God on the inside. And through the inside relationship with God, I now have related with him in spirit. That now when I go to him in truth, the truth being the word of God, it becomes known to me. It becomes familiar to me. And we now take up our crosswind daily. Hallelujah. Because we desire to follow Christ, not man, not the buildings, not the TV, the exposure, the title, the money, the things that will distract us. But we want to rely totally on God as being our source. We want to regain our birthrights. Woo, Jesus. And our birthrights being confidence, courage, hope, faith, belief, and trust that God is the source of everything. Go ahead, do it with me. He's the source of everything. Get out the way. Nobody else can do it. Nobody else has it. Nobody else can provide but Christ. Then we learned last week, we said what? As you get in relationship with him and as you understand this process, the steps of worshiping him in spirit and truth, we got to get a mark. We got to set a mark. The Bible tells us to press to the mark. Tells us to keep our eyes on him, that our focus must be attended. Attended means that we are intentional, that we, through all distractions, we give God our focused attention because he's the mark. Put those things behind me. Don't look behind. Look at the mark. Peter, just watch me. Come on, walk, son. Come to me, but walk on water, but keep your eyes on the mark. We must be like Peter. When he stepped out on the water and he started to walk on water, he didn't look at the water or the circumstances or the people hollering back in the back telling him how crazy he was. He kept his eyes on the mark. And last week we got revelation that if we keep our eyes on the mark, everything else will fade away. It will get out the way because we are not concerned about the circumstances any longer. We actually are relying on God so much that we cast all our cares, all our pains, all our worries, the all word can just continue to go and go and go, but we give it all to him. Now that frees us. See, when you get into the relationship with God and you understand that your position has no authority over anything in your life, and your only job is to commune with God and get on oneness with him, where now it's not what he can do for you, but what you can do to show him that you want to be found pleasing in his eyesight, acceptable in his presence. And we press towards this mark of knowing more, wanting more, worshiping more, speaking with him more, listening to him more, getting his word more. We now study, not to be able to quote a scripture, but we study to show ourselves what? Approved. Not approved to those that say, well, that boy sure can quote a scripture. No, approved to God that you understand his word, not in letter, but in spirit. It has taken a transformation from the outside to the inside. That our renewal is motivated by a higher purpose. Our renewal is a standard that we have set on the mark of our what? I calling. We're all called. We're all available. We're all anyone. Remember the anyone crowd in 2 Corinthians 5:17? Anyone who's in Christ Jesus is a new creation. All things are passed away, but all things become new again. He never excluded anyone. We're the anyone crowd. We all have the right to the tree of life. But we all must activate it one-on-one, personally with God. This is my call. This is my charge from God that no longer do I rely on you. I love you. I appreciate you. I honor you in God. But I do not need to rely on you as my way to him. Yes, you got me here. And yes, you got me in the right position. But now you can get me in a position where I can help someone else. And then they get to know him on their own. And now we start to replicate the disciples. And we start to do what we've been told to do. Go and make disciples. When? Right now. When? Right now. When? Right now. Right now. There is your opportunity to bring someone to Christ. No matter where you're at, what you're doing, and how you're doing it. When we're doing what we're called to do, focus on him. Going. Seeking. Asking. Knocking. Being in action, because faith without works is dead. Our actions must be the motivator of where we go and what we do. So today, as we went from the mark, how do you sustain the mark? How do you conform into the image of the Son? If Jesus came that we might have life and life more abundantly, he came for us to have a better life, not just an ordinary life. John 10:10, not just an ordinary life, but a supernatural, exceedingly abundant life that is greater than you could ever think or ask. No matter how great you can see it, he still wants more. No matter how great you can picture it in your spirit and on your drawing board of your mind. Remember the letter? You don't see the letter. You see the picture. You don't see faith, but you don't see F-A-I-T-H, but you see faith. Is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen? This not the letter anymore. We start to see. But even how great you can see, don't you know that God wants more for us? That life that is more abundant is a reward that comes from sacrifice to submit, to be lesser. Remember, the last will be what? First? The first will be last? There's going to be a transformation of power. But when we get in line with God and we get in a position of not worrying about what's going on, but worrying about who's going on, it doesn't matter if I'm the server this week and the preacher next week and the pastor next week, because I'm in line with his word. My positioning is to honor him and not man. If you would turn your Bibles with me this week to Romans 8. And we're going to go back and forth over some scriptures here. Pastor E, I have a lot of scriptures with every lesson. And we don't get to go through that just for sake of time. And we want to stay what? Focused. So we don't want to overdo it. We want to stay where we can retain something and leave this place different, change, still fired up. Any questions you have, contact me on Facebook. I'm always checking my messages, and if you have my number, send me a text. I'm always available. I can't answer all the time, but I am available to respond. But to God be the glory. Romans 8. There is. Now remember that word is. We already identified that is completed. There is already done. Therefore. Now, there's that word, now. There is therefore now, right now, immediate. No, okay, yes, this was written, wait, yes, you used this in a sermon a year ago. Yes, you used this in a writing 10 years ago. But we're talking about when? Right now. So everything else is obsolete. Let's get into now, family. Let's understand that this word becomes new. When? Now. When we get in a mindset to understand this word is life, this word continues to grow, this word will not be changed, it can't be added, but it is life and life more abundantly, because the more we get into comprehending it and understanding our position with it, the more it gives us life. And that's where the truth comes to light. You know, the truth will what? Set you free? Set you free from bondage. Set you free from past discretion. Set you free from people that you don't need to be around because they remind you of the old you, your old circumstance. They may not even say a word, but they were there, and they just, that reminders will bring things back to us that take us back, and we got to stop going back. We got to keep pressing, going forward. But therefore, there is therefore when? Now. Right now, no condemnation to those who are where? In Christ Jesus. Stop. We talked about this when we started. It was him in you. But as you start to get in obedience and in order. And as we start to connect and join with him on oneness, not collectively, this is that personal journey for us. This is that one-on-one with God saying that I'm not worried about anybody else. Yes, I pray for you to get it. I pray for you to accept. But this is about me getting understanding so I can be clear when I go out and I go and make other disciples. And I know they stay strong. They have longevity because I didn't just go out sparingly. I went out prepared. Understanding. The word of God transformed into revelation. The knowledge that surpasses what? All understanding. Therefore now, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus who do not walk according to the flesh. Now listen, remember we said there's no more time for straddling fences. There's no more time that you can think it's going to happen. You know, you got till Wednesday or you got till next week. There is a move that is being encouraged in the word that this is a now time that we must make a now change that reflects in a now result. There's no more time to waste. There's no more plans to be devised. There's a now move that has to be embraced as truth. Yes, everybody will know me and identify with me as now. If somebody said, hey, man, I already got talking about now. If there's only a few preachers that they would identify with because now is prolific in our ministries. But now comes from the word of God that he's looking for a now movement, a now decision, a now choice to say I'm going to do your will and no longer am I going to do my will. So you cannot. You must be says to who do not walk according to the flesh, meaning the flesh has no room. I have switched it out the way because now I live according to the Spirit. Verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in flesh. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk. See, there it is again. We do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. If you're in a relationship with God and it's all about flesh and about the things and about the material and about the stuff and about people, today is the day for change. Because we can no longer walk according to this world. The separation must take place immediately. When? Right now. The choice is over. The decision has been made. The instructions have been given that we can no longer slip and slide and go this side and come back on this side and expect to get the favor and the grace that is unmerited from God. You didn't do anything to deserve it. But because of that unmerited faith, we cannot no longer rely on that just coming just because. We must make the choice when right now that we will not walk according to the flesh, but what? Walk according to the things of the Spirit. For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded, verse 6, but to be spiritually minded is life, and not just life, but life and peace. Now, I share this with people all the time. How do you know, Pastor E, if God is in it? Because I can see nothing but life and peace. Because if the world is in it, there will be no peace. If the world is involved in it just a little bit, family, that's why we have to be so precise to get it all out the way and to rely on God that if it's not of him, show it, reveal it, remove it. That must be our declaration daily. If it's not you, Lord, remove it. We bind it. We put our foot on it. We put this underneath of my foot daily. See that cross you take up daily because you desire to follow him? It now becomes a lifestyle. I wake up in the morning, the first thing, Lord, I know I'm taking up a cross because I desire to follow you. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. I desire to follow you. Let me take up my cross now. Let me get on my knees and start praying for any circumstance about to come, any bad attitude that I might encounter at work or on a phone call or on the internet or on text. Come on, family, we know how it is on a text. We use text so much you get the right. Well, maybe it's just me. But I get the wrong understanding on text. I'd rather call and hear your voice because I hear the spirit of what you're saying through these texts and the way we word things sometimes. I may take it the wrong way. But to rely on just the word, the spirit, we must separate the two. Remember in the brain teaching, and for those that are just getting on, in the brain teaching, there's only a war between two factions, the conscious and the subconscious mind, versus. There's only one war. There's a war between God's word as the truth and the world as fact. The verses, there's no in-between battles. There's only one battle. What's the truth and what's not? Who to rely on? Who to live by? Who not to be conformed to? The Bible says, Romans 12, 2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, that when you leap over, you are leaping over by the renewing of your mind because you don't think the way you used to think anymore. When it comes to thinking about something, I rely on spiritual things because it says, for to be carnally minded is death. I want to live. You want to live. We're called to live. There's a charge on your life to live. He came that we might what? Have life, 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 life more abundantly. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. Don't think for 1 minute that any way the world does it, not what the world possesses, because the Bible says we should take back what the enemy has taken, but not what the world has designed and not what the world has created. It will never be. Get it here. Get out the way. It will never be of God. It must be destroyed. And then the things of God must be rebuilt. Old things passed away. Old things become new again. Because what God will be God's. If he intended it, believe me, it will come to pass. It's a promise. But now we make that decision. Verse 8, so then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. See, there's no in-between. When we set the mark, when we set the standard that Christ is my source, he is my everything, I do nothing with him, do nothing without him. We understand that if we are not walking according to the Spirit, we cannot please him. It's not doing any good to go on Sunday at 11 service and the rest of our life is not to please him. They don't match. Verse 9, but you are not in the flesh. I like the way he said that. He declared it to the people. He let them know, everyone that can hear this word, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. No choice. If you're on this line right, you don't have a choice. I'm declaring to you this word that you do not live by the flesh. But if indeed the Spirit of God dwells where? In you. See, there it is. That's what we started about. This is where this all began, about the Spirit in you, not on you. Not the robe, not the lapel cross, not the jewelry, not the earrings, not that hat, but the Spirit of God that dwells in you. Not that tattoo that says Jesus. Not those earrings that have a dove. Not that lapel pin that says a shield, but the shield, the sword, the weapons that God has given us on the inside. Because if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, now, what now? If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. We do not belong to him. We cannot allow the message to go forth any longer that you have time. It says that because if you are not in God, you are not his. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. He just relinquished me to share with you a free one. Just like if God is for you, nothing can be against you. If there's people in your life that are not 100% for you and for your vision and for your direction of what God is doing in your life, they are not for you. Now, watch. I'm not trying to say they don't love you. And I'm not saying that they're not family. And I'm not saying, but if they are not for you, this is a free one for Pastor E. If they are not for you and your vision 150,000% more than you, then my brother and my sister, they are against you. Because they will soon turn. They will soon find another thing to work for. They will find an easier way. And all I'm saying is that as God is for you, nothing can be against you. The people that he has sent to you, and this is your responsibility, they must be for you 150% more than you are for yourself. Because they will be against you. And it's not an intentional thing to hurt you or to harm you. But a person, a disciple must embrace you. We're the protector of our garden. We're the protector of the people that we allow into our environment. Because you'll be no greater than what you are, than what you have around you. What you give your attention to, that spirit will come live inside of you. So if the people that are around you are not there to edify God and to do what God said do, not what you said do, then they will eventually be against you. It's time for us to make the decision in our ministries, in our families, in our relationships, in every source, in every area of our lives, that God is the total source. And if you are not for what God is saying, you are against what God is saying. And I still love you, and I still pray for you, and I still know that there's a right to the tree of life for you. But for this and me and my ministry and my relationship with God, I must honor him in everything I do, so I can't allow you to contaminate God's will for my life. I still love you. Remember, everything we do must be done in love. When God chastises us, what did he do? He chastises us in love. So as we make these decisions and as we make these choices to be about God's business 150,000 million trillion percent, we do it in love. And we understand that some people, they fit the position. Or no, let me rephrase that. They are doing what's called in the position. What they have to do, like being able to turn the lights on and do it. But is that what they were really called for? Are they really buying into what God has told you? And is God confirming through them? That's the important part. See, your core, your team members, the people around you that you allow into this relationship with God, that you co-sign for, they must be hearing his word too. So when they hear it from you, it's not a word but a confirmation. That was just a free one. But if God is for you, nothing can be against you. But if you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, but if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you, now if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his. Verse 10, and if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit of life because of righteousness. It's just not a position to have a relationship with God just to say that I have a relationship. But that my relationship must become righteous. That when I make choices, I make right choices. When I make different moves in my life, I make them under righteous circumstances. I understand that I am filthy, dirty. I understand that my sin is in this flesh, but I do not live by my flesh any longer. I made the decision. I made the choice that no longer will I live by my flesh, but I will dwell and live by the Spirit of God. Verse 11, but if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Family, we do not have to wait for this transformation. We do not have to look for a future. He says that if you are in Christ Jesus and the spirit that dwells in you, it's already done. It's finished. Get out of the way. Stop worrying about is it going to happen. It's going to happen. I am confident. I am fixed on the word of God going forth. I am in belief that God's will shall be done. When? Immediately. No longer do we have to wait. No longer do we have to propose a system. We have to get in line with what? His word. When? Right now. Verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. But if you live according to the flesh, you will die. See? There's no question. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. See, that word again, remember? We talked about what was the first experience that Adam and Eve, that came over them once they sinned? They did what? They didn't shout. They didn't deny. They hid. Fear came on them. Fear. So he's saying that, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. See, it's nobody else. He's the source. He's our everything. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if the children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him. See, this relationship, this positioning to getting on with the mark, it's going to cost you something. We talked about it last week. Sacrifice. You got to give up something. It's going to cost you something. You're going to have to rely on something other than you. You're going to have to give up something that means something important to you. God must be put first. 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time, when? This word is for us. When? For right now, for this present time, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. See? Get out the way. It's coming. It's going to be revealed in us. For the earnest expectations of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. It's going to happen. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pains together until when? Now. And not only they, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even when ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope, ooh, Jesus, but if we hope for what we do not see, then we eagerly wait in this with perseverance. Remember perseverance? When you go through, you gain perseverance. You learn how to persevere. You learn how to push through pain. You learn how to push through obstacles. You learn how to rejoice while going through. Hallelujah. For we were saved in this hope, but 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit, see, that's it's only where? Inside. The Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. When? Now. He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercessions for the saints according to the will of man, the will of you, the will of me. No, but to the will of God. And we know that all things, now everybody knows this scripture, but look what it took to get up to this scripture. Look what it takes to get the understanding that we can no longer, even though there's no more condemnation, we still can't walk to the flesh. Even though there's no more condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, that's already proclaiming that you are in a different league. See, when you're in Christ Jesus, we already have to look that there is no other choice of sin, that there's no other option. There's no other reasoning. There's no one else that can persuade me to do something other than what God has called me to do, because it says that it is for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for God, I mean for good, to those who, what? Love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, for whom he, what? Foreknew. Get it out the way. See, when you can get in position to press towards the mark, we understand it's already been foreknown. We also know that he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that we might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, family, he's already called your name. He's already said who you'll be. He's already declared the favor over your life, the favor that will follow you all the days of your life when you are where? In Christ Jesus. When it's about the relationship in him and you and him and you. That is like in 2 Corinthians 4:16. It teaches us there that we should renew daily this position of pressing to the mark of the high calling. Is not a one-time deal. It's an ongoing practice. It's an ongoing principle. It's ongoing. We must continue to press. We must continue to allow God to be what? Source of my everything. Not my will be done. Oh, hallelujah. But your will be done. I want to be renewed today, Lord Jesus. Not my will, but your will. We got to start praying for virtue. The virtue of God. The virtue, the definition for virtue, is fulfilling God's design for a life with moral excellence. Virtue. Fulfilling God's design. His will. Not my will. But not just a will of acceptance, but a will of expectancy that it will be a life of moral excellence. That we ask for more knowledge. Knowledge is studying God's word to gain wisdom. Not just wisdom to hold on to, but wisdom to go and combat. To go into the battlefield and fight. It requires, family, that we have self-control. Self-control is that we reverence God so much that we choose godly behavior, that we choose to inhabit godly characteristics, that we choose to allow God's habits to become our habits, that God's habits take away our bad habits and we replace them with God habits. See, family, you can't just throw a habit out the window and expect it not to come back. We must start to replace bad habits with God habits. Perseverance. We have to move. We have to have perseverance. Perseverance is having a hopeful attitude, even when it don't feel good, even when we don't have it, even when we don't feel it, even when we can't see it. But we stand confident in the characteristics of God because what? It's already done. That we start to walk in godliness. You know, when you walk in godliness, all you're doing is honoring God in every relationship in your life. That's godliness. Okay, I just met him. I'm going to treat him in godliness. I've been doing it for 50 years. I'm going to treat her in godliness because now we walk in godliness. godliness that gives us brotherly kindness, that we display a warm-hearted affection for not just fellow believers, but for everyone. See, that's that transformation. That's that keeping your eye on the mark. See, when you got your eye on the mark, you don't see what's in front of you, or you don't see what's below you. You look at the mark, and you do what the mark says do, and everything else will be just what he said it should be, in order. We walk with God. When we walk with God, family, we gain from God. And when we gain from God, we give back to God. Then we start to, now watch the transformation. We start to identify with God. Our trust relies totally on God. Remember? Not conformed to this world, not walking by the flesh, but by the Spirit, by God. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We declare his faith in everything we do. No more doubt, family. No more doubt, family. No more doubt, family. Well, Pastor, I just don't see it. No more doubt, family. No more doubt, family, because faith must be put into action. Our words must confirm the belief, the blessing, the coming. Our words must magnify. It must honor him before it even comes. Our mindset, our attitude must go to another level. We must declare his faith. We must declare his goodness. We must declare the relationship with him being more important than anything else. People have to hear you say that no longer do you do things any other way but God's way. People have to hear us declare these things. They have to see it in our walk, in our talk, in our movements, in our lives. Not just a good sermon no more, but a good life. Not just a good book that I wrote, but a good example. Not just a good song. Not just good keys, not just good falsettos, and not just good, but good worship, good relationship, that we declare his truth in everything that we do. Family, the closer we get to him in relationship, we resemble him. No, I can never be God, and neither can you. But we sure can look just like him. He made us in his image. He breathed in the breath of his life. We cannot be God, but we can be just like him. How do we be just like him? We relate with his son. We start to emulate his son. We start to make his son number one. We start to live, talk, and live and die the son. We be not conformed to this world. We cast away all negativity. See, the enemy has to come against us is with a little bit of non-production. We thought it should come on Monday, and by Wednesday we've given up because without production, without the actual tangible thing before us, we often say, "Well, maybe I didn't hear God right." But when we get out of the way of the whys, the whos, the whats, and the wheres, and we get into the who, the only who, and being Jesus Christ and God, ooh, this relationship with God in me, it comes, and we already expect it to come because this relationship with God, this willingness to rely on his will, not my will, I see it coming because it says, not my will be done, but your will be done on it. And on earth as it what is in heaven, God's will shall be done. Especially when we walk in it, especially when we talk it, especially when we worship it as being done. Not as a particular, but just as God just blessing my life. I worship him. Well, Pastor E, you only got that. Well, that's what God intended for me. I worship him. I'm going to worship God for the Toyota just like I would for the Bentley. No, as a matter of fact, ooh, hallelujah, I'm going to worship him more for the Toyota because maintenance ain't as high. Ooh, hallelujah. I'm going to worship him for the Toyota because it got a better gas mileage. I'm going to worship him for the Toyota, just like it's better than it's a Bentley, because the benefits of the Toyota outweigh the benefits of the Bentley. The Bentley is only going to show what I got. The Toyota is going to make me work for what I have. So I learned to give him praise in the little things. I learned to worship him going through the circumstances. I understand that by old things being passed away, I have less to worry about moving forward. I understand that my spiritual growth is up. I understand that my new man is in the image of him. What did John say? He said, if I be lifted up, he'll draw me all men unto. See, God has to be the one that's lifted up. When I declare that Jesus came, he came to give life and life more abundantly, there's still another side that the enemy comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. There's a versus. So I must take a stand and declare that this relationship with God will work when you work it. That when I declare it and I claim it, that I let my strength be in the spirit, not in the flesh. See, God's power works better, family, when we allow our weaknesses to come out and our inabilities. See, it's hard to say, well, you know what, I just can't do that. We'll take an assignment, not even know how to do it, just because it did end up looking worse later because we just didn't want to say, you know what, I really don't know how to do that. We need to rely on him knowing that we are prepared, that we are available to do what he's called us to do, and we got to stand in line that we let it be about him. Stop trying to make myself look good. Stop trying to make you look good. Stop. But let's make God look good. Remember Enoch. Enoch walked with God. But he walked with God because it was pleasing unto God. I want to walk with God, not to feel accomplished or not to feel anything other than pleasing from God. Today is the day. Today is the now. Today is the 0 to 5 seconds that the power in you now has been guided and taught how to perform according to the word. Receive that he's in you. It's done. Receive that you have a lot of work to do. It's done. Receive that you must worship him better than you ever worshiped him just 2 minutes ago, just 5 seconds ago. Receive that you must work on this transformation principle. You must work on allowing this word to come life in you. You must get it out the way. It's your requirement. But today, receive your blessing. Position yourself to do greater things. Today, allow God to be greater in you than he is in anybody else. Today is your day to provoke, to do better, to incite someone else by your example, not by your word. Today is the day that we come together in oneness, in love, in spirit, and in truth, confirming that God's word is alive. Lord, we thank you today for your word. We ask you, Heavenly Father God, to take us to another level. That as we stepped up to another place, that as we walk into the newness of pleasing you first, that even as we walk, even as we minister, even as we worship, even as we praise, even as we offer and give to you, that it's all done just to see you pleased. Lord, we pray for any sickness that has been formed, that it be bound on earth, and then be bound in heaven. We loose the Holy Spirit on earth as it's already been loosed in heaven, that healing take place through this line, and anyone connected to this line, that healing go forth, complete healing, complete transformation. Lord, we pray right now, Lord, that you bring us closer together, that as you continue to grow this ministry, new destiny. As you continue to strengthen Evangelist Bernard, as you continue to position her, because I know she's going through growing pains right now, in the differences of the comfort of home, of stop the, of the old home, that Lord, you just strengthen her and be with her completely. Have your way in her, Heavenly Father God. We pray for favor with her, that as she speak your word, that as people hear your word, that they get out of the way, and they automatically submit to your authority through her, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify you, Heavenly Father Jesus, in your Son's name. Amen. 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 Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Thank you for that word, Pastor Hamilton, always.
Hallelujah.
On time word, we praise God for you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for this always being there. We appreciate it so very, very much. I tell you, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we certainly don't know where we would be today. So we thank God for Provoked Fridays, truly. We need to be
Hallelujah.
Provoking every day, provoking them to give their life to the Lord, provoking them live a life that is pleasing. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Hallelujah, amen. Jesus.
Thank God. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him. Amen. We're going to go to Ruby and see who's on the switchboard today. God bless you all. Truly, I thank God for the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God says, as he said in Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of the by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can't be conformed to this world, but we have to be transformed. And the only way we can do that is by the renewing of our mind. So we praise God for this word on today. Take this word. Please don't just take these messages for granted. These messages and these men and women that come on the line to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ with you, it's not for naught. Amen. It's not for entertainment. They have a love in their heart for souls. They have a love in their heart for the things that are holy, the things that are righteous. Amen. So please don't take them for granted. Go back into the archives in your leisure time, and if you missed anything, you can certainly hear these messages again. We're on YouTube. Amen. We're on Twitter at New Destiny 54, and we're also on Facebook. Amen. And you can go on our website and also listen to these messages in their entirety. Amen. So we thank God for what our ears have heard today. We're going to go to the lines. If there are any questions or any comments, please remember your brothers and sisters in Christ. In Jesus' name, Sister Ruby.
Amen.
Amen. God bless. That was the right time word. Okay, we're going to Mother Charity.
Praise God the Lord. Bless. God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I certainly did enjoy the words of life coming from Pastor Hamilton, praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And it was like just I got out of it about while you just setting everything in order.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And I just thank the Lord, amen, for you today. Amen. It was taught very well. Glory to God. And God bless you now in Jesus' name. Y'all pray for us.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you too. We love you.
Love you too now.
Amen, amen.
Okay, Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. God bless, God bless, God bless. I'm truly has been blessed. This has been a blessed week for me to hear the word of God on prayer, to hear so many things on this week. Yesterday I had to go a little early, so I didn't get to give my comments yesterday. But I'm truly blessed by this broadcast. I give honor to the Most High God. I give honor to Pastor Bernard. I give honor to Sister Ruby, Pastor Hamilton. Every week you provoke me. I just thank God as I begin to think about we got to be about God's business. And, God, and I'm going to make it quick because there's a lot I could say. And we can't be talking one thing, preaching one thing, teaching one thing, and living another thing. We got to be, let God be glorified in our life, not just part of the time or when we're on a broadcast or when we're in church, but 24/7. And so I thank God that this is the station of holiness. This is the time of holiness, and that y'all not teaching one thing or preaching one thing and living another thing. And, you know, if I catch y'all at the bar, it's because y'all going to get some souls. Hallelujah. So I thank God because there's so many people saying one thing and living another way in the body of Christ. So we got to pray for them. Hallelujah, because they are our sister and our brother, and we are our brother's keeper. Hallelujah.
Come
our
on now. Hallelujah.
When, as she said this week, was prayer still changes things. Are we really praying for our brother and sister? We're hearing this, we're hearing that, we're seeing this, and we're seeing that. And God's got to be glorified. These are the last days. And we must, and as you were talking about, you saying so many things, and I was catching every nugget, I was just trying to catch it. I came on late, but God is so awesome because I got a whole plate full. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you can come late, and everything is dried up, the food is dried up, and it's cold. But I thank God I came late, and it was nice and hot, and I was able to get a plate. And I tell you, I'm pulled up. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to move because I feel the presence of God. I'm telling you, all week long. Sometimes I try not to say nothing because I feel the Holy Ghost, and I know my brothers and sisters have to speak. You know, I'm really, but this, at the end of the week, I said, I got to let some of this out. So I just want to say, thank you, Jesus. We have had a powerful week. I tell you, Pastor Bernard came and started the week, and I tell you, Pastor B, she just, anointing was on her, such great power, and then yesterday, I tell you, I'll be like, woo, you need a pen and a paper for the man of God, but he came in through, and another man of God came through and said, we got to get rid of us. We got to get rid of the flesh part. So we're all talking the same things, and we got to be all walking the same way. And I'm so encouraged by you, Pastor Hamlin. Keep on walking in the spirit and not in the flesh. Keep on preaching the word. And we're blessed to have this for free because this is something you would have to pay for. And I tell you, you couldn't even put a price on this ministry. So, Pastor Bernard, I thank God for you. I thank God for what you see in the spirit to know what we need. Thank God for each and every one of you. God bless y'all. Pray like never before. Hallelujah.
Like never before.
God
Hallelujah.
Glory. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Dawn.
Thank you, Lord. Glory. Bless your name.
She's not answering. It was quite a few, but at this time, we got everybody. The word was just awesome, Pastor Helmut. As always, you put vocal to go forth, and the word has just been awesome the whole week, all last week, this week. They say, don't sign off or don't come in real late because God has a rhema word just for you. So with that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A rhema word to us today, especially for me. So like you say, love and family. So back over to you, Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen, amen. We just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know how the Lord is going to move. I just feel it in my spirit that God is not through speaking, especially on this topic, prayer still works. I was talking with Mother Cannon earlier today, and, you know, I was saying we got to go back to the old landmark. We got to go back to the foundation. You know, prayer is one of the most important keys to our life in Christ Jesus.
Yes,
it opens
yes.
the doors for everything else that we're desiring of God. And if we have a prayerless life, amen, I tell you, we will be in trouble. So prayer is essential. It is a key ingredient if we want to see Jesus. So, you know, I can remember just a little word of testimony coming into this thing almost 30 years ago, you know, when the saints of God was shut in for 2 and 3 days. I mean, those that had to go to work, they would leave out the sanctuary, leave out the temple, and go to work. And when they get off, they come back in, and the bishop would, the pastor would teach Bible class. And, you know, we didn't just go take communion on every first Sunday or every third Sunday. That was the most sacred time. time. And I know some people say, well, that's crazy, because the Bible do say, as oft as you do this in remembrance of Jesus, of the blood that he shed, of the body that we partake of. But I tell you, we would do that, and you were able to witness the signs and the miracles. You were able to see people come into the church, and they've been diagnosed with HIV, and they've been diagnosed with AIDS, and God would heal them instantly.
Yes.
And when they go back to the doctor, the report was negative. Amen, amen. We've seen people get out of wheelchairs. I've seen the blinded eyes open. Amen. But you know they don't have any more prayer lines in the church. Amen. They barely open up the altar. All we have
Come on
is
now.
The praise and the worship leaders, and they sing songs, and we don't invite nobody to come to the Lord. We don't ask anybody if they're sick in their body, if they need God to heal and deliver them. We don't even ask that. So we're like, we into this form of godliness. We into this new age worship. We just going to come and sing a song or two. And most of the time, we sing more than we pray. We say,
ooh, come on now.
It's like obsolete. It's not even active in the church anymore. And that's why
help
we
us.
See the great falling away.
Ooh, help us.
See the leaders are falling away today. You know why? Because their life is prayerless. They don't have a prayer life. They're not, hallelujah, mandating prayer in the church anymore. Amen. We putting basketball and football games and a skating ring and bowling and all this other crazy stuff. We putting it before God. Amen. And that's why when you walk in some of these buildings, I don't call them churches. Amen. Because when it become a church, amen, when you walk in the door, you're going to feel the anointing of the
Spirit.
Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
You walk
Hallelujah.
In these buildings and it's cold and it's callous. Amen. And you got to have some worship leaders to try to sing and anoint and saturate the atmosphere. But David, when you go to the house of the Lord, the Bible says,
come on.
Enter into my courts with thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Come into my courts with
my
praise.
My courts with
you
praise.
Go in with a mind already prayed up. You got to go in with an expectation, waiting to receive something. Going to receive something from the Lord. Amen. You don't go in there waiting for no praise team. Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus,
ooh, Jesus.
And all
Hallelujah.
That he's done for me, I don't need a praise team. All I got to do is think about where he's brought me from. All I got to do is think about his goodness. All I have to do is think about his mercies. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise with me. Amen. Because nobody knows your story like you. Amen. So you're going into these churches and some of them are entertaining. That's what they come for, to be entertained, where they can feel good for the moment. And after they walk out of
Hallelujah.
Those doors, that's when the tempter comes. That's when your test and your trial is going to come. After you exit out those doors, amen, you have to live a life. Holiness is a lifestyle. It's a profession. You
yes,
have
it
to
is. Ooh, come
thing.
On now.
And the only way
Preach.
You can perfect this profession is by going down in prayer. Is by
Hallelujah,
back
Jesus.
Your plate. Fasting and praying in the Holy Ghost, seeking the Lord and interceding on behalf of your brothers and sisters. It's time to go back to prayer. It's time, hallelujah, to stir up the saints again. Amen. Folks is walking around. How many members you got in the church? What area of the city you live in? What kind of car you're driving? I'm not interested in any of that. Amen. I have to work while it's day. The Bible said work while it's day. Hallelujah. I have to get myself together to get out of here. Hallelujah. We're not here to stay. Yes, it's nice to be in a nice home and to drive a nice car and be able to go and eat a little something, amen, that you normally don't eat every day. It's good to be able to put on something nice to go out, amen. But I look at these young people that go out in the street any kind of way. Hair rollers
Ooh, come
in their hands, pajamas on, flip-flops on. That ain't no presentable body.
Are you preaching now?
You're not presenting yourself as a living sacrifice. The Bible says, dress in modest apparel. Amen. I never went out in the street, hallelujah, with pajamas on and flip-flops on and all of this crazy stuff. And we go to the house of the God, house of the Lord, looking like this. The devil be damned.
Come on now.
It's an abomination. It's an abomination. And God is not pleased with it, Pastor Hamilton. God is pleased with it. Amen.
He's tired.
We have to present our bodies as living sacrifice.
Come on, Jesus.
Unto God. You don't go to God any kind of way. Amen. You think I'm going to lay before God unclothed? Hallelujah. For the world to look
now.
At my nakedness? No, cover your nakedness.
Come on.
Cover your flesh, y'all.
Jesus.
I lay before the Lord prostrate and tell him all about your troubles. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To your brothers and sisters in Christ. God is tired of this foolishness. Hallelujah. And that's why he told us in his word. He said, leave the shepherds alone. God said, I'm going to get the shepherds that are scattering my flock. So all of these leaders that's not living up to the standard of holiness, God ain't pleased with you. Hallelujah. And I tell you, don't invite me to your church. Because if you invite me to speak, I'm going to speak what thus say the Lord. And guess what? If I come on your street, baby, hey, I'm going to be there. Don't invite me back. Because I'm going to say
yes,
what thus say the Lord. The word
Hallelujah.
Of God, holiness is right. And holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. And let me just throw this out here while I'm here, and then I'm going to go get it back to Pastor Hamilton. Amen. God didn't call any Pentecostal playboys, and he didn't call no playgirl bunnies. Amen. You're going to either live right. Amen.
Right.
Are you going to live like the heathen?
Live wrong.
Simple as that.
That's right.
And the Bible said the law is for the lawless. Amen. So you have to live an honorable and respectable life. Remember, God knows everything there is to know about us. It's nothing
yes,
hidden
he does.
From God. We
nothing,
might
can
fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool God at any time. Amen. You can't
impossible.
Fool God
yes.
at any time.
Ooh, hallelujah.
I hate Pastor Hamilton. No, when you see something that's out of order and that's not lining up to the word of God, then folks will say, oh, you judging. No, that ain't judging. When I see you looking like a hoochie mama, I ain't judging you, baby. You have presented the evidence. The very
that's right.
that I you looking like you look. That's not a judgmental statement. I'm seeing you dressed like that. So what are you doing? You are wearing these provocative clothing to entice the opposite sex, and some of y'all enticing the same sex. And it's an abomination.
It is
an abomination, and God ain't pleased with it. But I'm so happy. Because the Bible tells me that God says he'll never destroy the righteous
never.
With the
Ooh.
Wicked. So if I'm righteous among you and you doing something damnable, God is going to stay his hand till he get me out of your presence.
Ooh, come on.
Glory to God. God
Hallelujah,
is going to stay his hands until I'm out of your presence. Because he said I'm not going to destroy the righteous with the wicked. Hallelujah. We better live holy. We better live holy. They ain't ready for me in New Orleans. But that's all right, baby. God sent me here. God told me to go. And guess what? I'm going to speak the unadulterated word of God. Amen. And if I have to sleep in my car, so be it, God. Hallelujah. Because God will send his angels. Hallelujah. He'll give his angels charge over me. Amen. I ain't going to let no devil bind me. You can't buy me. Hallelujah. You can have the money on
Ooh,
the windows. You won't buy me. Hey, Jesus, because I have Jesus. And long as I got him, hey, I can command some money. I can command some shelter. I can command some food because it's in God's
Come on
word.
Now.
And he's already
yes.
promised me. Hallelujah. His promises are yay. His promises
yay.
Are amen. All
amen.
I have to do is live holy. All I have to do is live holy. holy. And everything God promised me in his word, it will be manifested in my lifetime. Ah, I don't have
yes,
to wait
Jesus.
Till I get to glory. It's going to be manifested here on earth. Amen, amen. Woo, something just stirred up in me, Pastor Hamilton.
Ooh,
it's
hallelujah.
You got to stop playing church. It's time
ooh,
out
come
to play
on.
In church. If you want to play church, then hook up with Minister Democrat. He's a producer, and go on and get you a movie or whatever if you want to play church. Oh, but you can't play in this thing. This is the real
ooh,
thing.
Come
God's
on.
Church is the real thing. It's the real thing, people. So let's
right.
get it together. Think about your brothers and sisters. When you go on your knees, when you open up your mouth and begin to pray to God, think about somebody else that may not be in the position you're in. Pray for these leaders. These leaders
ooh,
need prayer. They need prayer, and they need somebody to counsel them. Because sometimes they make
ooh.
Themselves God.
You come on now.
But you can't look to them. You got to look to Jesus. The Bible says submit yourself to those that have the rule over you. Or he said obey them that have the rule
obey
over
them.
You because they watch
Jesus.
For your soul. But there's no scripture that has given you the right to make them gods. You are
none.
Not to idolize and worship no man. You ought to reverence them in their position, but guess what? Your worship and your praise go to God. You honor them and you thank them. The Bible says, let the elders that rule well be counted of double honor. But you don't
yes.
put them in the place of God.
Never.
Hallelujah, I'm done. Back into
oh,
your
Jesus.
Hands, Pastor Hamilton. Y'all forgive
hallelujah.
Me, but I'm sick of this.
No. Thank you.
Perpetrate.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And brothers and family, those of us that are still on the line, this is a word, a right now word. This is what it's called for.
Mm.
Enough mess. Enough foolishness.
Mm.
Enough allowing it to go on. It's our time to take the stand and say enough is enough. I'm not letting this happen no more. I will not be a part of it. I will not be accustomed to it. I will not be a part of it. I will not allow it. You can't do that on my street no more. We must take a stand, family. Look here. We were getting ready to end up chapter 8. Watch this. It says in 31. It says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare us his own son, but delivered him up for all of us.
Come on.
How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? He shall bring a charge against God's elect. It is God who justifies. Nobody else matters, family. 34 says, who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died. And furthermore, it is also Christ who risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us.
Yes.
35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall it be tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? 36 says, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long.
Yes.
We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet, now watch this, yet, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us.
Yes.
He says, and look, Paul says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things not to come, or those things to come, nor height, death, nor other created things shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus.
Which is in Christ Jesus.
It is in Christ Jesus. Here, do it. Get out the way. All we got to do is get in Christ Jesus.
Come on now.
Family, if he's not, if you don't hear the same thing I'm hearing, but all I keep hearing is calling us to him.
Yes.
Stop worrying about how many going to follow. Stop worrying about how many members showed up. Stop worrying about what this happened and about this and about that. Continue to get in Christ.
Mm.
He'll send the right numbers. He'll send the right people. He'll put you in the right position when we focus on him. Everything. Look at the Bible. Paul said nothing. It could be an angel coming. He said the angels ain't going to get in the way. He said a principality can come. That lets me know that they both going to come.
Right.
He said not powers, nor things present, nor things to come. He let me know it's coming. Get out the way. Don't even worry about it. It's going to come. But he says not the height, the depth. Remember, we realized that the height and the depth are the things of this world, the material. He ain't gonna let none of that get in the way. He's not gonna. He said. Any other thing created shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Family, we gotta get in Christ Jesus. We gotta press to get closer. We gotta give up the mess and get into the blessed. We gotta get out of the junk and let him be the one that is the source of giving us everything we need. Jesus has to be the source today. When? Right now. Okay, well, all right. Right now, again, he is the source right now. The now is not a play toy. It's not a gimmick to get you to follow what I say. It's not a trick or a trade. It is a lifestyle, a mindset that I can do all things through Christ right now if I get in Christ, if I get out of people. If I get out of the situation, if I get out of the building, if I get out of it, if I get out of it, if I just rely on Jesus. Jesus, he's the answer. He's not the reason for the season. He's the answer.
Come on.
He's not the solution. He is the answer. He's not the plan. He is the answer. It's in Jesus that everything we need relies. We want to get into a godly lifestyle. It's in Jesus. We want to make godly decisions. It's in Jesus. We want to have our birthrights. It's in Jesus. We want our hope to come to the fruition of a thing. It's through Jesus. We want to be in line with God's timeline for me. It's in Jesus. We want to know, if you really want to know that you're called by God, it's in Jesus. If you want to know how to take a formula and go through every step and follow instructions, it's through Jesus. Greater is he that is in me. That's our strength. Jesus. Nothing can distract me because that's of the world. Greater is he that's in me than the evil that's on me, around me. It's in Jesus, family. As we end today, I just want to just say Jesus. Nothing else. Nothing else. No scripture. No song. Jesus. And so many things go through my spirit when I say that name, Jesus. I don't even have to speak him anymore. How many things come to mind? Different names do you hear when you just hear the one name? Jesus. That's all. Everything I need, Jesus. Just say it. Just watch the power of Jesus. Just get you some Jesus. Just make it about Jesus.
Jesus.
We don't need the fancy P2P names. We don't need the new destinies. We don't need the tabernacles. We just need Jesus.
Jesus.
Every time I hear it, oh boy, I became you again. Come on, scream. Jesus. That's all we gotta do. And that will guide us to everything we need, everything we have to have. He will supply your needs when it's through Jesus. I am convinced. I am sold out. I am persuaded that he is the answer and nothing else. If you search Jesus, you will be given the answer. You don't have to worry. If it's going to work, it's going to work because it came from the answer.
Oh.
The source. Stop relying on how, what, where, when, and who. It's Jesus. The enemy will distract you from being in the position God wants you to be. See, he sent you, and now you're there. The enemy will do everything to rob, kill, and destroy the vision, the power, that energy. But it's right, but the answer is right in Jesus.
Come on.
You are not alone when you got Jesus. You are not without when you got Jesus.
Jesus.
There's not a question. There's not a question of what's coming when you rely on Jesus. The first, the last, the beginning, the end, the all, the everything, Jesus. Trust in him with all your heart. Lean not on your understanding. Jesus. I can do all things through Jesus. Jesus must be the force, the mark, the engine, the energy to the engine, the gas in the tank. Jesus. Somebody going through the doubt, the question. I'm telling you, get in Jesus. Start to let that be your cry.
Oh.
And no other cry. Start to let that be your what you rely on. Jesus. That's what he's there for. That's what he came for. Give life, life more abundantly. But you can't keep getting life and life more abundantly for Jesus when we call it out to the bankers and to the counselors and to the doctors and to the lawyers. Yes, they don't do what God said do, but we got to rely on Jesus as the one that directs their path. Can't rely on them to do nothing when you rely on them, but only through Jesus. You wondering where you're going in your ministry. You wondering what is happening. Why is it not happening? What's this and what's that? And blah, 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 blah. All of the voices. Every time the voice comes, I dare you to scream out the name Jesus.
Jesus.
Every time a negative word comes, scream out the name Jesus and watch those words get put under your foot.
All right.
Those voices. They're there, family. You may not want to acknowledge it, but here, just let me put myself out there. The voices are there. Every time God speaks, 10 voices negative come. I'm testifying. Every time a blessing comes, 15 curses come to try to alter it when I rely on me and not Jesus. But I'm also here to tell you that I'm a living witness that when you go through with Jesus, relying on Jesus, allowing him to be the author and the finisher, the only person who gets the glory is Jesus. It all comes into the honor of him. Jesus, the voices are there. They're going to keep coming. The opposition is in you. That's the flesh that we dwell in. Pinch yourself. As long as you feel pain, you're going to get an opposition. As long as you keep sneezing and coughing, you're going to have, there's a word. It's called entropy. ROPY, entropy. Entropy means, the definition is anything that leaves its source, it is automatically into a form of decay. When you left your mama's womb, your body immediately, your flesh immediately was dying. It was in decay from the time you left the umbilical cord and you went on, when you went on self-pilot and you became individual as a living being, your body was in decay from then. What happened? You became 6 months, then a year, then two, then three, now you're 50, now you're 40. See the body, go ahead, swipe it out the way. Entropy. Your body is dead. There's nothing you can do about it. No many surgeries, no many solutions, no many life workouts will change that you are in decay. The flesh will be the flesh. The flesh is going to be the flesh. If I kick you at 90, you're going to still want to kick me back, but you may not because of the Spirit of God that's in you, but the flesh will always want to follow the flesh. It's the curse that came from Adam's sin. You are bound to sin. Get it out the way. But that's where you make the choice to say, Jesus, I don't do that no more. Jesus, no, get thee behind me. Jesus, get under my foot. Jesus, you're bound. Jesus, I loose. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I trust. Jesus, I walk. Jesus, I talk. Jesus, I do what you say do. Enough is enough. We got to get this. This is the sermon for the day. We got to get this on another level.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
No. I love you all. I do. And you guys know it. But I ain't trying to be friendly and be friends. I'm trying to tell the truth to say enough is enough. And we got to go higher. We got to stop compromising. We got to stop allowing anything to go on. We got to go to a level where we say, you know what? People ain't going to like me, but I got to tell you I can't do this.
They didn't like
people
going
to talk about me. People going to say, why did he do that? Because I rely on Jesus, and I'm not going to let nobody disrespect Jesus and have my name complete with it. I make that vow. Right. Now, it may look a little meany. It may look a little bit obscure. But guess what? I've been called peculiar. I got to do things different. I have to set a standard that some people ain't going to understand. But I know one thing. Jesus is going to be find me pleasing in his eyesight because he's going to say, "What? Well, you know what? That boy honored me. In everything he did.
All right.
He didn't care about them saying, well, the voices. No, he cared about the name, Jesus. I encourage you today, if you're on this line, you're on here for a reason. It's by no mistake that you're here. It wasn't a time thing just to come hear the word and leave. God called you for this moment, for this now, to understand for us, the ones that are here on this line right now, we are charged to say no more compromise. I don't care how old, I don't care how young, we all have the same right to the tree of life. We all got the same anointing. We got the same ability. This team that's being put together must be the no-nonsense team that's going to go hard for Christ, that's going to join Team Jesus and not Team nothing else. People ask me all the time, you on the team? Yeah, what's the name of the team? No. Why not? Because I only play for Team Jesus. If you're going to play basketball, you better call it Team Jesus. If you're going to play football, if you're going to be an actor, if you're going to be an actress, if you're going to be the president of the United States, you better play for Team Jesus and only Team Jesus to get him the glory. If I stepped on a toe, I apologize. But in the spirit, I hope you get what God is saying to you personally.
Yeah.
Because, you know, right there, you go back to this, verse 31 in chapter 8, it says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? I don't have to worry about nobody else liking me, wanting me, doing with me, ministering with me, preaching with me, inviting me out or anything, because as long as I'm with Jesus, I'm going to be all right.
All right.
There's no weapon that can be formed that can come against me because of Jesus. See, the point of the thing of this is, family, the less that we let our attention get distracted on the stuff that's out of our control anyway gives us more consciousness to stay online with God's saying. The enemy is using the same tricks he's always used. Do it. Get out the way. He cannot get a new device. He's been doing the same stuff to the same people that's been falling for it for all these years, over years and centuries. He got the same trickery ways of deception, unreliable information.
Hallelujah.
No confirmation, no spirit along with it, nothing that looks like Jesus on it. It might say J-E-S-U-S, but when you look at it, it don't even resemble Jesus. The enemy is still doing the same thing, trying to put something on a cross. He's trying to make us go back to that cross, not the effect of the cross. Listen, family, I'm keeping it 100 real with you today. He is going hard to kill you. He is going hard to destroy you because he know that God is raising up a new warrior. He's raising up a new woman and man of God. He's raising up a new army of people that ain't worried about what position they are, but the position they got to be in, and that's going, and that's fighting, and that's not compromising on anything.
All right.
I can see a day in families that it doesn't matter who they call pastor and who they call this. All they got to do is I got a need. It's time to go to work.
Ah, glory.
I'm not trying to take nothing away from you. And I know you've done great things and you've been elevated. But I'm telling you, it's not on what they call you, but what they see in you. That's the spirit of Jesus that's going to be shared with everyone.
Hey, glory. Thank you, Lord.
Now, this is the most important part, and equally, because he wants me to have the same thing you do, and he wants them to have the same things we do, and he wants us to all have the same life that's life more abundant. That's the decision to say that we all get it good. We all eat good. We all drive good. We all preach equally. We all get the opportunity according to your work.
My.
Your willingness to decrease of self to say Jesus. So as we lead this, this connection this week, I dare you to be in agreement with me that every time something that comes up, every time anything comes up, that we rely on that name, J-E-S-U-S. Now watch this. As we connect here, we are going to be able to recognize when somebody else is in distress because we are relying on Jesus. We need each other. We rely on each other. We have to have each other to go forward and do this thing that we've been called to do. But it must be through Jesus. I connect with you through Jesus this week forever. I love and appreciated you because of Jesus. I honor you and I astound you because of Jesus.
Jesus.
I welcome you into my house because of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'll work with you. I'll fight with you. I'll go with you. I'll do with you because of Jesus. And as long as Jesus is the main line of this thing that we're doing, I'm in.
Hallelujah.
I declare it, I decree it, and I shout it on top of the mountaintop today. That Jesus is the source of everything we need. Rely on him. 7 days, all of us on this line, 7 days, I dare you, for 7 days, don't let nothing come in between you and relying on Jesus as the answer of everything. And watch Jesus do a miraculous thing. Oh, Jesus, you want to change? Just get on it.
Glory to God.
And in 7 days, God is telling me, people are going to be saying, how did they do that? Where did that come from? How did that happen? That's going to be what the world going to be saying, but we're going to already know it was because of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And if you ain't down with this thing about all Jesus, then you got to find something else because it ain't going to work halfway no more.
All right.
And I apologize if that sounds rough, but if you ain't down with this thing called Jesus, 100% of everything, then you got to find something else to do because you're wasting your time.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Enough is enough. We got
enough
to go there. We're the catalyst that could start this thing. Team Jesus, it's all about him. What's your rank? I don't have one. I just work for Team Jesus. What do you do? I do whatever they say in Team Jesus.
All right.
I'm available for Team Jesus.
King Jesus,
watch your bills get paid. Watch your covers get full. Watch your bank accounts start to increase. I'm telling you now. I told y'all this last year before the new year. I said it. You better start getting some clean accounts open that's ready to receive the increase because God is ready to increase you, but He is not gonna put new wine in old wine sacks.
Come on.
He's ready to open up the windows of heaven and overtake you in newness. Now, Jesus, now is the time. Make the choice. Come on, make the choice. Now is the time. Make the choice.
Make the choice.
And don't be stingy with it. Don't be stingy with the choice. Take it to somebody else. Demand. That I'm talking about to you, looking at yourself in the mirror, demand that you go and you make a disciple through love. If you might be waxing your car, you might be doing laundry, you may be in your garden, but show someone that God is the source of everything you're doing. Why you look so happy digging dirt? Because I'm thinking about Jesus. Why you taking trash out of and that stink? And you talking about hallelujah? Because I'm thinking about Jesus.
Ah, yes, Lord.
And watch God bless us. I know there's gonna be several of us here that's gonna get it, but let's all get it. I'm not even looking. I turned my computer off. I don't even know who's online. I don't. I'm just saying. I'm speaking to us as a family right now. Let's go there. I'm ready. I'm ready to see God explode. Because of him. I'm ready to be a part of something that is unexplainable to the world. I am ready to be a part of it.
Amen, God. Bless you.
Jesus. If Jesus ain't in it, I don't want nothing to do with it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless
you
today, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Continue to bless us. We thank you for your word that has went forth, Lord. We just pray that you be glorified in everything we do from this point on.
Amen, amen, amen.
If I'm picking up a pencil off the ground, we bless you, Lord, and we ask that you be glorified. We thank this in your son, Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend.
Amen, amen. Sister Ruby had two other callers from your area code, Pastor Hamilton, she wanted to acknowledge.
Okay. Okay. Amen.
Movie? Yeah, they're still on the line. It's just one and two others came on. Excuse me. 830370.
830. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can
hear
you.
We can hear you.
Bless the Lord. How you doing? My name is Tracy Curtis, and I just want to just thank Evangelist Bernard and Pastor Hamilton for the fantastic work that you're doing for the Lord. You are just really inspiring us to be kingdom citizens and to think like kingdom citizens and to live a life of holiness and a life that is pleasing to the Lord. And I just want to address something that both of you have really touched on, and that is 1 John 4, where it tells us to test the spirits, to try them, to examine them. And Pastor Hamilton, you had mentioned that every believer should be able to hear from the Lord for themselves. And they shouldn't have to always run to get a word from the Lord from someone else, but the word that's coming from someone else should be a confirmation of what God is already trying to tell that person. And so when we're going into these various ministries and we're listening to the various ministers, the reason why we have such this controversy that's happening in the church that Evangelist Bernard was talking about, where there's just no holiness, is because people aren't listening to the Lord for themselves. They're trying to run and get a word from someone else instead of getting their lives right so they can hear clearly. They're still living in the Old Testament where there's this partition between them and God, and God's trying to have an intimate relationship with them. You can't do that if you're trying to have a mediator that's not Christ between you and him. So I just want to encourage you guys for doing a wonderful work and for just getting us to think about what we're thinking about, to think about what we're doing, why we're doing it, what is our motive for when we go to church. Are we going to church to be entertained? Are we going to church to actually hear God's word? Are we going to church, you know, with our pad and pencil in the Bible, or are we going to church to cross our legs and sit back and entertain
me,
praise God for me, and invite me to praise God? I will if I want to, maybe. So, thank you for that on-time word that was right on time. Those who are not on the line, those who are going to hear it later, and those who we're going to go back and tell them about it, it's a word that's right now that needs to be heard. So,
ooh, hallelujah.
Thank you,
that's right.
Pastor Hamilton, for what you're telling us about. It's about Jesus. It's not about all this other stuff that we're trying to do. God can use those things. He can use people. He can use all these different things, but he's going to go through Jesus. Because that's the plan. That's the process
Jesus.
He's going to go through Jesus. We want to bypass Jesus. We're going to bypass our blessing. So I'm getting off the phone, but I just wanted to say thank you. Bless you both. Bless you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you for calling in and tuning in. Thank you for supporting and sharing our flyers and what have you. Such a blessing.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Continue to encourage you and lift you up and keep you with the word that would be able to encourage and inspire others. God bless you.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We're going to area code 250-0254.
Hi, thank you for the word. God bless all of you. It's Sherry. Thank you.
Sherry, you are a new number. Okay.
Sherry, God bless you, Sister Sherry.
Thank you.
Amen, amen.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Listen in. We're on the air Monday through Sunday, but teaching every Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 Pacific and 3 to 5 Central. Please join in on this family. God is doing an awesome thing.
Yes, yes. I do when I can. I just got in from work. I've actually been laying sheetrock, so I'm just a bit sore.
Oh, amen. Well, we release all that soreness out of that body right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to 510-5813. 510-5813. Okay, thank you so much for tuning in. You have a blessed weekend. Back over to you, Pastor Hamilton, or Evangelist Bernard.
Evangelist Bernard, yeah.
Evangelist Bernard.
Amen. Just bless you all. Tune in Sunday morning. I'm in a different time zone, so I'll be trying to get ready to get to church, but we're still on Sunday morning for early Sunday morning prayer for 30 minutes at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and that's 9 Central Standard Time and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So those of you that's on the East Coast, I know you're already in your houses of worship, but if you're on the West Coast, to tune in for some corporate prayer. Amen. And when you get ready to enter into God's court, you'll have a greater thanksgiving and a greater praise on your lips. So God bless you all. Have a beautiful weekend in Jesus' name.
Amen. Know you're loved and appreciated.
God bless. Amen. Thank in the chat room, we thank T. Rain Curtis, I think. I hope I'm pronouncing it right, for being in the chat room today and your response. Thank you so much. And we're here Monday through Friday. God bless you. Okay, we're going to close out with Evan. Did you finish?
Yes, God bless. Thank you, Sister Ruth.
We're going to close out with...
Prayer can fix it for you.
Hallelujah. God can fix it. God bless. We're closing
God bless.
Out. God bless. God
can fix it. Good weekend, everybody.